demonstration.
10, 9, 8, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commitment.
7.6
million
pounds.
Here we go.
Hell yeah, let me hear.
Start Operation Noisemaker.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. The theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show? This is the theme to Penrod Show, the opening theme to Penrod Show. This is the music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show.
Can't whistle this morning.
This is the theme to Penrod's Radio Show.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Happy Monday to you, my friends. My name is Penrod, and we're going to get this thing rolling here for you. Happy Valentine's Day after. Yeah. Munch here, Paul's here. Why are you laughing
you
already,
put
Munch?
Put your lips together and blow, and you can't whistle. Like, what happened to
you? I don't know. It was just something that happened today. Did you get good Valentine's presents from your leaders?
No.
What? Why would I?
I got beef sticks. I brought them in today.
I got
beef sticks and chocolate. You guys didn't get nothing?
Nope.
No.
Oh. No. Well, this girl, she did a number on her boyfriend.
Since everybody's sharing what they got their significant other for Valentine's Day, I thought I'd share mine. So I got my husband this cute little box, filled it with pictures of all the girls' photos that he's been liking on Instagram.
Oh no. That's not
social
good.
Media ain't got your back. Nope.
No. And just one tip I want to share. If you ever see a couple that has a Facebook joint account, somebody cheated.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Somebody cheated. Hey, coming up, are the mullets coming back? We got News of the World and the Rock Report. It's on the way right here on the Penrod Show, 888-PENROD-1. It's the hotline to happiness. We would love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
I want my mullet back.
Did you see this, guys? Mullets are making a comeback.
Thank God.
God, no.
Yeah.
What?
Wait a second. We got a little mixed reviews here. Munch, you said what?
I said, please, God, no, almost. Well, whatever. I said, oh, God, no, or whatever. But he, like, you said, thank God, Paul.
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped. I love mullets. Are you kidding me? Mullets are great.
Are you? Munch,
if
Paul,
I could, if
you,
I should grow one.
You can't grow a mullet. No way.
You got to get the forehead going first, man.
You got to grow your hair long
gray.
First. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually an article in Men's Health. There's never been a better time to grow a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it happen in 2021. And it's obvious somebody's reading Men's Health that works in our government. Mr. Ted Cruz.
Yes.
See pictures of him lately? He is rocking a healthy mullet. He really is. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Party
in the back for Teddy.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever rocked a mullet ever in my life.
No.
Come on, Munch. Well, you had to rock a mullet.
Yeah.
No. No, I never did. If the back was growing long, the front grew with it. I mean, everything was. I mean, when I had the bowl haircut, that was the closest I got to a mullet. The back was a little longer than the bangs, but I mean, that was my mom doing that in the 70s. But I'm saying no.
I had the rat tail. No. I'll be honest with that one.
Ugh.
Oh,
but I never had trashier. A mullet. I know it is. I mean, I was. You know, I might as well just tattoo the word red on my neck with that thing. Yeah, Paul.
Well, no, you said that this is the best time ever to grow a mullet. I think 1989 would like to have a word.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
89 is saying, here, hold my beer.
Right. Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus is like, I told you kids, I know it was a good look. You guys wanted to get rid of it.
Well, I mean, you see a lot of these country stars right now, they're rocking mullets out there.
Oh.
Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, she's got a mullet right now. So I understand it's a thing for women too now. If you want to start a mullet, you need to have long hair, decide what kind of mullet you want to go with, and make an appointment with a professional. Those are the steps if you want to get a mullet, according to Men's Health. Simplified it for the guys, for sure. You can't go wrong with that.
Party in the bag, long and black. Love my mullet, sides feathered to the back.
spurs and moves. I'll seduce, spike like a crown, all the chicks are loving. And I know they smile when I walk on by. There is no need for you to be shy. I got buck knives, no surprise. Sitting on my truck munching pork rinds. I'm alone in bed.
We'll be back with News of the World on the Penrod Show next.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back. I'm Penrod Munch, Paul hanging out. You know what? I see a lot of birds. I just sit when I get home and look out the back window and try to find some peace in my life, guys. And there's a lot of birds out there. And birds are cute. But I don't know. I don't know birds' names. I mean, they don't have names like Harry and Todd and Bill and Joe. You know, I'm Googling.
Good.
I'm Googling their names, trying to come up with their description. Apparently, whoever named these next birds does not like birds. So here's a list of bird names that I found that apparently whoever named them did not like the bird. Drab seed eater. That's the actual name of a bird, the drab seed eater.
Names of species?
Yes, names of species of birds. Drab seed eater. Followed by little buzzard.
Little what?
Little buzzard.
That's terrible. Oh. Cancel culture.
Yeah, go brutal. Away bird. That's another name of a bird. Go away. Bird.
They weren't trying to name it. They just wanted. No. They wanted it gone.
Just wanted to get rid of it.
How about this one? This was a, this could be any other Friday night. The rough faced shag.
Could that's be what you run into at a truck stop. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we got the common loon for those of people that are up in Wisconsin. Hey there. Yeah, but ooh. The rough face shag. Who hasn't had one of those?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World.
You hear me? Look at me.
With Munch.
Five, four.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct.
What's in the news, buddy?
Well, when it comes to funny names, Bologna is a funny name only because it's spelled weird. Bologna, right? Well,
Bologna, yeah.
Whether you get it from us here in the U.S. of A. or you get it from Mexico, it's Bologna. Well, somebody was caught bringing 194 pounds of Mexican Bologna across the border. I guess they would call that smuggling because he didn't, you know, claim it or whatever. But what's the difference between Mexican Bologna and American Bologna?
I don't know.
Why are you going to bring Bologna?
Do you remember the Bologna song?
No.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. About that. Look at that. I'm phenomenal. Come up in the dad joke and weather in Russia is bad. Stick around for that next.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Good morning. That's me, Penrod, Munch, Paul hanging out. We got sports coming up in just a couple minutes. Nice dad joke today, Munch. Nice dad joke. Hey, if anybody wants to hear it, if they missed it, you can always get the podcast from the program. It's up on all the major platforms. I'm super stoked. March 18th is the date. Now, a lot of people didn't like the original Justice League movie. I didn't find it too bad. Did you guys see it?
Yeah, I saw it. People are too picky.
They are. Yeah. Well, the new Snyder Justice League is coming out the 18th, and there's a trailer out for it.
Out in the dark, among the stars,
I had a dream. Almost like a premonition. That there's an attack coming.
My lord.
I call this trailer the Penrod cut because it's 2.5 minutes long, but I cut it down to under a minute.
Oh, nice.
If you can't bring down the charging bull, then don't wave the red cape at it.
This is my favorite part.
We live in a society where honor is a distant memory. Isn't that right? Batman.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I gotta check this out.
That was the Joker at the end of it right there. Jared Leto's coming back as the Joker. Yeah, super stoked with that. So pumped.
Yo.
So in honor of that, we're going to challenge you guys. You have to name. You have to name the superhero tune. Ready, Paul? You go first. Yeah. Number one. Oh, name
great.
That tune. What's that one?
I have no idea.
Oh my god, that was Aquaman.
Okay, Munch, I'm sorry.
What?
Munch, you're next. Name that tune.
Yeah. Superman.
Superman, it is. Good job.
Wow.
Superman,
it is. Give him the easy one.
Okay, okay. Paul, next one. This one's for you.
Come on, dude.
Come on. Come on, dude.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I'm going for I'm stealing Wonder Woman.
That's exactly right. It's Wonder Woman.
Steal.
Now, this is probably the greatest superhero theme ever. The Ramones. We're back in just a few on the Penrod Show.
Live from the Penrod Sports Porta Potty, it's a big Johnson, Paul Johnson, with a sports update.
Welcome back. What's going on in sports, buddy?
There was a big MMA fight last night.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Yeah, big one. The, what do they call him? The Nigerian Nightmare.
The Nigerian Nightmare.
Yeah. Kamaru Usman, he knocked Gilbert Burns silly last night and then immediately called out Jorge Masvidal. That's what I love about these MMA guys. Like, they just knock the crap out of each other and then they immediately call out who they want to fight next. Like, it's pro wrestling. And they just, and it happens every time. Dana White's like, sweet, more money, let's go. Yes.
That's all Set Dana it up. Hears is cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Oh, yeah.
I would have watched it, but I was with my leader last night, so I didn't get a chance to watch it.
What a nice guy.
I know. What else going on?
Valentine's Day weekend. J.J. Watt asked for his release from the Texans as the complete meltdown of the Houston Texans continues. And they granted it to him, so J.J. is going to go wherever he wants. I don't know, man. That organization is a mess, and he wanted out. And they did him a favor and got rid of him. So the future Hall of Famer on the move, and I'm sure he's going to be looking for a place to win right away. So that means he will not be joining his brothers in Pittsburgh.
Did you see the tweet his brother sent? Did you see his tweet that his brother sent with The Rock just motioning to come this way? I thought that was great. Where do you think he could end up, though?
I mean, maybe Green Bay. He's from Wisconsin, right?
I mean, that would be a homecoming for him.
How about the Bears? His wife plays professional soccer in Chicago. He lives there.
Well, that would make it easy too. I think that would be great. I mean, as Bears fans, being that we're from originally from the city of Chicago, both of us, that would be nice.
Yes. That'd be fun. I would enjoy that.
Cool.
No doubt.
What else going on?
We got some controversy from the Tom Brady throwing the trophy during the boat parade the other day. I don't know if you remember that. He threw it from boat to boat, and Cameron Brate caught it. There was some backlash. Apparently, the lady that Lorraine
Groles? Yeah, you're listening to her.
It just really upset me that this trophy was disgraced and disrespected by being thrown as if it was a real football. I didn't sleep for the past two nights because of this.
Really?
I was that upset.
You didn't sleep?
Come on.
Because I know the passion the
trophy
that goes
was thrown,
trophy
you didn't sleep.
And how my dad and all his fellow silversmiths are so proud to make this. I personally would like an apology, not just to me and my family and the other silversmiths, but to the fans.
Oh, she wants an apology.
Yeah, no, she needs to chill out. And the Bucks GM, Jason Licht, basically said the same thing, responding to a tweet with a gif from the movie Stripes.
Lighten up, Francis.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more of the Penrod Show next. Good morning. My name is Penrod. Paul Munch hanging out with me here today. A lovely Monday. Coming up, we got the Web Watch, so stick around for that. It's a fun one. Trust me, today is definitely a fun one. But before we get to that, did you know that restaurants have secret menus?
I'm right in.
Yeah.
I know this stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't. I feel so left out that I don't know this stuff.
Ew.
Apparently McDonald's has a Monster Mac. Did you hear about this?
We're going to rate the Monster Mac from McDonald's together. Let me tell you, they tried to fit this thing in an actual Big Mac pouch, and it doesn't fit. But this sucker is 8 patties long. Here it is. The Monster Mac. Golly! Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I eat burgers, I eat them upside down. because the sturdier bun is always the top bun.
I do too.
Here goes nothing. First of all, I applaud you, McDonald's. I give this a 9.
Geek, a 9. It's got 8
but upside down. Upside down. What? No. 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 At least not actively.
Yeah, no, that's how you got to eat a big burger upside down. You don't do that?
I don't think so. Why?
Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just not big enough. Or, I mean, ordering the big enough burgers. You got to get the big burger.
I need to have a heart attack.
Jeez. Actually, I'll be honest. Since I started trying to lose weight, I don't even eat the bun anymore. I just eat the meat. It sounds dirty, but it's not.
I got the directions off the internet.
Now, shall we get on with it?
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
All right, I urge everybody to go check out this website. You're going to love, love, love it. Findtheinvisiblecow.com.
Yeah.
Findtheinvisiblecow.com. And this is an interactive thing. You know, there's like, where's Waldo, right?
All right, I'm clicking.
You got to find Waldo. Well, this is very similar, except you just have to find the invisible cow. So you go to the website, and then it clicks start game, and then this happens.
Cow.
And you're looking at a blank page.
Cow.
And you gotta just click around.
Cow.
You just gotta click. You gotta click around just anywhere on the page to find the invisible cow.
Wait,
that's it.
Wait a minute.
I mean, I've been doing this for a day and a half, to be honest.
It's a blank page,
and I've never found the cow.
I mean,
I haven't found the cow at all. I know, it's a blank page. But there's an invisible cow somewhere on there.
Who's got the
or they wouldn't have made the site, right? I mean, am I wrong? Stick around. We're coming back with Letterman getting canceled. What?
The Penrod Radio Show.
Find us on the socials. It's at Penrod Radio. Plus, there's a podcast of every day's show titled the same thing. It's all over the podcast platforms if you want to go get that. My name is Penrod. Munch Paul hanging out here. So, cancel culture. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm not too happy about the cancel culture.
I'm done with it.
Specifically, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some people that do some dumb things that maybe it's warranted. You know, I'm not saying it's not warranted all the time, but sometimes it's like, really? You're going to cancel over that? Especially when you're digging and digging and digging. Like recently, Justin Timberlake, one of the best entertainers on the planet, had to apologize. Because of some comments he made about Britney Spears. And now they're going after late night host or former late night host, David Letterman, for an interview he did back in 2013 with, you know, a lady that I have an affection for. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Obsession with?
Maybe an obsession is the right word. Yeah, Miss Lindsay Lohan. Here's a little bit of why they want to cancel him.
Now, aren't you supposed to be in rehab now?
Do you not watch anything that goes on?
I do.
Tabloid now?
Now here's what
May 2nd.
I was under the... May 2nd.
Yes.
And how long will you be in rehab?
3 months.
How many times have you been in rehab?
Several.
And what? How will this time be different? What are they rehabbing, first of all? What is on their list? Like alcohol? Do you drink too much?
We've discussed this in the past.
Well, did we really? When did we discuss
it? Well, because...
I'm the one who's having the blackouts. What...
See, now that's just a little bit of it. But they're trying to cancel him because he was digging into her personal life about the rehab and everything. And she was trying to deflect a little bit. I mean, you can tell if you watch the whole interview. But is that really warranted being canceled?
No, because if you go on somebody's show or if you go in front of the press and you've already openly said, this is what's happening with me, and by the way, I'm waiting 3 weeks before I give up whatever it is, you're opening the door for questioning. So it's your fault, not the show hosts, not the... I'm sorry, I'm getting political. I'm going to stop right now.
Now, I will say...
8 years ago.
It was eight years ago, but come on. I will say, when I saw the interview, I was a little upset with Mr. Letterman, because you know how much I like her.
Oh, I'm in love with Lindsay Lohan.
I would have been there for her for rehab.
I really, really love her very much.
I'd have been right there with her.
We could sit around and cut up
lines. Well, I wouldn't think I'd go that far. Hey, coming back with more of the Penrod Show next. Don't go anywhere.
All I do is drink beer for breakfast.
I think a lot of people have that sentiment. You want to drink beer for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a Bloody Mary, I will say, is the breakfast of champions. You know what I'm saying? So That's what I normally have on my weekends is a Bloody Mary.
That's good. So,
they're delicious. They are delicious. Well, why do I mention that? Well, because there's some new studies out that say forego the eggs.
What?
Why?
Yeah. Start boozing early. First study was published in the Nutritional Journal, found that consuming alcohol might reduce the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease.
I knew it.
Yeah, see, researchers in China say they've discovered that moderate drinking might give people more chances to avoiding the wrath of these despicable diseases.
Mind There's you? The key word, moderate. Moderation. Listen, you may not get cancer, but your liver is going to scream for mercy. Either way, something bad could happen to you one way or the other.
Yeah. Second study, this is in the Journal of PLOS Medicine, found evidence that eating eggs could drag us all to an early grave. For years, we've heard of conflicting reports regarding the health benefits of eggs. Once suitable for us, got protein in them. They're good. I like to have my eggs in the morning. But now they're saying it might even be better just to have a little bit of booze, you know? Here's actually audio of my ex-wife making breakfast.
Hi, guys. Are you hungry? My mom made food.
Yeah. So there you go. Now, it's okay now to, where was that? Now it's okay to have a little booze for breakfast, they say. I'm not making this up. I mean, I'm just reporting what the study says. However, most people use common sense, understanding that breakfast beer might not be the best approach to staying healthy, but it doesn't hurt to not turn down a breakfast beer. I'll spit it out eventually.
Maybe you shouldn't have beer. You're
already drinking
them.
The
show.
Yeah. Jeez, you didn't turn one down today.
No, I didn't. Not at all.
Beer for breakfast, the hangover remedy.
That's in Texas, though. No, we're not in Texas. Hey, coming up, a teacher tries to liven up her online classes, her Zoom classes. Didn't go very well. Plus, Munch's got news in the world coming up in just a few right here on the Penrod Show. Stick around. Welcome back. That's me, Penrod. You can follow me on the social media if you want, or the Hotline to Happiness. Always open, 888-PENROD-1. So a lot of places around the country, guys, are still trying to do Zoom school. Now, we see that there's, as of yesterday, we know we had the lawyer the other day that was doing Zoom court.
Yeah.
But there's teachers, too, that are trying. I mean, bless their heart. It can't be the easiest thing to teach via Zoom. You know what I mean? They got to be creative. And this teacher was trying to be creative by coming up with a game for the kids to play using their vocabulary words.
So I'm going to show you my jumping out a word game. So if you look at the floor, I've made big pieces of paper with our first six sounds on them. S-at, ip, n. Your job is going to be to jump out a word. Watch what ones I do. I'm going to try the word sit.
So she's jumping. Oops.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, didn't work out so well for her. She fell down. I feel bad for her, though. Yeah. I mean, she's trying.
Why?
There was another video I saw of a teacher that made a big, long slip and slide. And he, ran out of the camera when he started his meeting, ran off the camera, ran all the way down the street, and then ran back down and did a slip and slide, and then greeted his kids. Said, "Happy Friday." I think he's an overachiever working too hard, but got to try something. Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World!
You hear me? Monday! Look at me!
With Munch.
Five, four.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
All right, dramatic video out there in the world. Texas woman tackled a man who was accused of peeping into the bedroom window of her.
Even if you think you can run from the cops, good luck getting past this mob.
I figured at least I could do if I got him down, tripped him up, whatever.
then they, you know, have a chance to get caught up.
That's Phyllis Pena in the red shirt.
First instinct was just to make sure he didn't go any further.
Captured on police dash cam, taking down a man she says was trying to look into her 15-year-old daughter's bedroom window early on a Sunday morning.
Did you fade Munch out? Where is he?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
I was trying to talk the whole
time. I mean, that story just said it all. And now the Texans have a new linebacker, too. We'll be back with more. We got sports on the way. Stick around.
I'm not needed.
Welcome back. I'm Penrod. You know, I often get made fun of. I could stop right there, but I'm going to continue on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pammy likes to make fun of me because I wear socks to bed all the
weirdo
time. Well,
I'm with her.
Okay, so before we get into it, there is now scientific evidence coming from a doctor that wearing socks to bed is a good thing.
So let's talk about people that wear socks to bed.
That's me.
So wearing socks makes your feet warm, and this opens up the blood vessels that cools the body down. The body being cool tells the brain that it's time for bed. So actually, people that wear socks tend to fall asleep faster. Dr. Jess out.
Thanks, Dr. Jess. Okay, I'm going to disagree with falling asleep faster.
No, listen.
But I wear socks to bed.
Yeah, okay. First of all, no, don't do that. Second of all, that doctor sounded like she was auditioning to be Cindy Brady on The Brady. Was she 10? First of all,
I wear my socks to bed.
Yeah, which that's actually Penrod talking right there, what you just did.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
I'm with Pammy. When you wear socks to bed, you wear them, keep your feet dry when you're up, but then you got the blanket that works as a heat mechanism for the rest of your body.
I wear socks actually all the time.
Oh,
for everything?
Except showering. That's it.
No wonder she's making fun of you.
For everything, I wear socks.
Oof.
I have this weird thing about my feet, though, and if you touch my feet, and I invite you to come over here around the council and do so. My feet are soft as a baby's bottom. They really are.
Hard pass.
When did you make
They're
that comparison?
They're white as ghosts. They're white as ghosts. But, I mean, they are soft as a baby's bottom. I mean, I have this phobia thing about my feet. That, and I won't walk on tile without shoes on. Why are you looking
You're
going to
fall
that?
In?
I just don't like the hardness on my feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always have shoes on. Like, I'm like Mr. Rogers. When I come home, I change shoes to my house shoes. But then all day, when I get into bed, that's when I take my shoes off just before I get into bed. So,
and then you still have socks on.
Oh, totally. I mean, why wouldn't I have socks on?
The same ones you wore all day inside either shoe?
I don't change the socks till the next morning.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infant child jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
Which one of Washington's, since it's his birthday, officers had the best sense of humor? Lafayette.
The Penrod Radio Show.
You can follow us on the social. It's at Penrod Radio, which, coincidentally, you can tweet at me, too. Same thing on there. Munch, are you on Twitter?
It is Munch on Air. I'm sure of this. It is Munch on Air. At Munch on Air. Munch on Air. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, do you tweet? You don't tweet, do you?
I do. I tweet.
What do you tweet?
I do.
You tweet sports stuff?
Nonsense.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, and you're not even a dad, and that's what this subject is. Dad tweets. Yeah. Which I don't tweet enough. I got to be honest with you. I'm not a huge social media person. I'm trying to. I mean, I was live on the radio station the other day after the program via the Facebook live thing. But as far as tweets go, I'm not into the tweeting that much. But these dads are. Here's some funny dads tweets. You guys each got a copy, so we're going to roll through them. This comes from Mark at the Cat Whisperer. Helping my kid out with her Valentine's Day cards. I'm not spelling these kids' names like that, which, I mean, we know these kids' names are kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Creative, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be Adasha. Sorry. Go ahead.
What is Adasha, yeah. You can go back in the archives. You'll see what we're talking about. Dad Man Walking says, my 11-year-old has spent $30 of his own money buying smart bulbs for his room. He can now turn them on via a remote and change colors. It's like a disco room slash Playboy Mansion vibe in there, and I am not okay.
My kid does that. He's got the same thing going in his room. Lights, everything. Really? It's just weird. He's way older than 11. Paul, what do you got?
All right, this is Crockett for Real. Tweets this one out. At 16, I called the sex line and talked for 3.5 hours about Harry Potter movies as revenge against my stepfather.
What?
That's awesome. Andrew Knott That's tweets great. Out, picked up a fuzzy pipe cleaner off the floor, and before throwing it away, I asked my kids, is this special to anyone? Because apparently I'm an idiot who's never been around kids before. That's so true. So true. Much.
While playing with my 4-year-old, writes Richard Dean, he put me in pretend, quote, jail. But honestly, as a dad of 3, that feels kind of redundant.
It totally does. Totally does. Paul, why don't you read the New England dad? Can you read the New England dad one? Because I think that one's pretty funny. We should end with that one.
New England dad. He said, just heard my wife say, stop licking the floor. I have a snack for you right here. So obviously, we have this parenting thing down.
Yeah, they do. Who hasn't been there before? Hey, coming up, sports with Paul. And what do we learn today? That and more on the Penrod Show.
Live from the Penrod Sports Porta Potty, it's a big Johnson, Paul Johnson, with a sports update.
And we're back with sports. Paul, my man, not a lot going on. Of course, yesterday was a big day, but sadly, we have nothing to report, right?
Yeah, rain and hail and all kinds of stuff hit Daytona. So the Daytona 500 got washed out, man. So they gotta run it today.
And that's going to happen, at like 4 Eastern or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. You know, TV rules the day.
There was some big premiere on Fox that really, you know, they said, hey, we're not running the race because we got to play our show. We got a new show. Right. We're going to play that. So
we'll have
to watch that. We'll report on that then tomorrow. What else going on, buddy?
America's lovable Charles Barkley threw his hat in the ring about who the GOAT is, discussing Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. And the man who never won a ring decided that he thinks Tom Brady is the GOAT over Michael Jordan. So that was, yeah, I know. I'm surprised.
How does that happen? I mean, it's a totally different sport.
Yeah, he's got one more title, I guess, than Jordan. But, I don't know where... But I know I love the guy that's never won a ring is the one that's the authority. That always cracks me up. Thanks, Chuck.
Go back to doing play-by-play on... I can't even talk like Charles. I don't think anybody can. Terrible. He sounds terrible. He sounds like he's got a bunch of stuff in his mouth when he talks.
Yes, crazy. He does.
Just crazy. He certainly does. Crazy, man. It's just crazy. Speaking of crazy, what's up with this new football league?
Yeah, you know, big debut we were all waiting for, and it was on Saturday. The fan-controlled football league was off and running. Johnny Manziel, the most famous guy in the league, he had a 45-yard run on the first play. Yeah,
you can't beat that. Then that's good. He's got a little bit of talent.
Yeah, he's still got a little bit left in the tank, old Johnny. And but the highlight of the entire thing was Marshawn Lynch, the former running back. The guy who was famous for never talking to the media, now he's pitching sandwiches in commercials, and it looks like he's found his new career as a commentator in this league.
I'm going to go ahead and throw back this Caesar salad with these croutons, though, right? Get my stomach all right and everything. Then I'm going to go out here and try to run for 200 on a 50-yard field like what's happening.
What the heck's he talking about?
He wasn't even talking about the game. I don't know.
He was talking about eating a Caesar salad and... I mean, that was edited a little bit, I'll be honest with you. There was a couple choice words you had. Because
it needed to
apparently
be.
You can do that when you're streaming online for a fan. It's not even on TV, is it?
No, it's streaming.
No, good. All right, we are coming back with What Did We Learn? That and more on the Penrod Show next.
Penrod Radio.
Welcome back. My name is Penrod. Before we wrap this big bad boy up for the day, there's a couple things I missed. That I wanted to mention before we get to what we learn. First thing, and this I technically could count as what we learned today. I didn't realize, and maybe you guys didn't either, we've been saying BMW wrong. The car brand, BMW?
So?
Yeah, apparently we said it wrong.
BMW.
BMW. Because it's German.
Oh.
They say Wiener Schnitzel when it's spelled with a W. Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah. Plus, yeah. Here's a little inspiration for you. I think this would be good moving forward into a Monday.
Replace the word problem with the word opportunity in all your thoughts. Okay. I have a very severe drinking opportunity.
Sounds promising.
Whatever. Hey, replace that word. You just never know how your life's going to change, right?
I would like to solve that math opportunity. Yeah.
Oh, brother. Hey, happy Monday. Don't forget the show is always available via podcast after the program. You got to give me a little bit of time, but it'll be up there. You can check it out on all the podcasting platforms. Now we get to, what did we learn? Paul, what did you learn today, buddy?
Well, I learned that all these years, I was right, that drinking beer for breakfast was the right thing to do, and I finally got validation. It feels so good.
I mean, that's what it's all about, beer for breakfast, yeah. Brother.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Is it a light beer for breakfast, or is it one of those fruity beers for breakfast? I don't know.
Yeah, I got to ease in, so a light beer to ease into the day, yeah.
Munch, what'd you learn today, buddy?
I learned basically that my phone killed autocorrect because, according to your hack earlier, the ducking autocorrect doesn't seem to work on my phone because my phone recognizes the right word.
That's true. And what did I learn today?
So let's talk about people that wear socks to bed.
That's me.
So wearing socks makes your feet warm, and this opens up the blood vessels that cools the body down. The body being cool tells the brain that it's time for bed. So actually, people that wear socks tend to fall asleep faster. Dr. Jess out.
Thank you, Dr. Jess. So there's nothing wrong with me wearing socks to bed, according to Dr. Jess, who, might I add, is a very cute doctor. I would have a hard time with her being my doctor, to be honest with you, in more ways than one. It's okay to wear socks to bed. Hey, we're coming back with more of the Penrod Show tomorrow. Don't go anywhere.